Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and state health officials are coming under deeper scrutiny amid revelations that seniors in a wealthy enclave in Key Largo received hundreds of life-saving vaccinations as early as mid-January. DeSantis pushed back today, saying a local hospital, not the state, was behind the vaccinations of more than 1,200 residents at the exclusive Ocean Reef Club in Key Largo. DeSantis said the state was not involved in it in any shape or form. Officials from Monroe County said the affluent club's medical center received the vaccines as part of the governor's program to vaccinate communities with populations of people 65 and older. Meanwhile, State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried is calling on the FBI to investigate this and other apparent pay-to-play vaccine distribution sites for politically connected residents.
If this isn't public corruption, I don't know what is. I know that we will get to the bottom of this. So I am asking the FBI Public Corruption Unit to be investigating this. I will not stand by and let our vaccines being used as political gain and to go and to be auctioned to the highest bidders while so many of our Floridians are suffering.
That's Nikki Fried calling on an FBI investigation into Florida's coronavirus vaccine distribution system. Florida added more than 6,100 new positive coronavirus cases today and 126 deaths. More and more people now have COVID vaccines available to them. Some who don't are behind bars. Tom Flanagan reports a Tallahassee advocate is making a federal case over that.
Jail and prison inmates have no escape if the infection comes to call. Longtime civil rights activist Dr. Ed Hollifield says that fact should have moved them to the top of the vaccination list.
Reality is the prisoners, the inmates, should have been vaccinated on day one.
Because they aren't yet on the state's vaccine priority list, Hollifield has filed a complaint with the U.S. Justice Department alleging the inmates' civil rights are being violated.
How can they lock people up and have absolutely no concern as to whether they live or die?
Leon County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Shonda Knight insists that's not the case in the local detention facility. She says every precaution against the virus is being taken and no current inmates are infected. She also says it's the state of Florida that determines who is vaccinated when. I'm Tom Flanagan.
The U.S. Senate has voted to begin debating a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Democrats have made 11th-hour changes in the measure aimed at ensuring they can pull President Biden's top legislative priority through the divided chamber. Democrats hope for Senate approval of the package before next week. That would give the House time to sign off on it and get the measure to Biden quickly. Tonight it'll be clear with overnight lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with afternoon highs near 80. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
There is a weasel word that politicians use whenever something goes wrong on their watch. Unacceptable. We just heard it slither out of the mouth of Texas Governor Greg Abbott in response to the state's failure to prepare for a killer winter storm. What happened this week to our fellow Texans is unacceptable, he fumed. Well, yes, Gov, but wait, aren't you the guy in charge? Ignoring that little detail, Abbott pointed his outrage at ERCOT, an agency charged with administering electric policy in Texas. But wait again. Those policies are set by the Public Utility Commission, a corporate cozy body that has failed for years to mandate that the state's for-profit utilities weatherize their power generators to prevent freeze-ups. And who appointed the members of that commission? Why, Greg, it was you! In fact, two of the three members of PUC are former top staffers of the governor. Also, Abbott has been governor for 6 years, and not once has he proposed legislation to require that the corporate owners of electric utilities protect the grid from freezes, as is commonly done in North Dakota and other sub-zero icy places. But, he claims, this year's storm was unprecedented, so it couldn't have been anticipated. Oops, wait again. A notorious rolling grid failure in a 2011 snowstorm left millions of Texans in deadly darkness, a disaster that was also called unacceptable. But then Abbott and other GOP officials did accept it, quietly refusing to require winterization, even as they accepted big campaign donations from those corporate giants that caused the breakdown. Yet, We're now treated to the clownish spectacle of Abbott demanding a legislative investigation and calling for heads to roll. This is Jim Hightower saying, but wait once again, isn't he head number one?